We're at Mishabros of Katan Sadi. In the middle over there. Phrase, two lines in. Oysen sheesh lehen nekev bezroya. You have it?
So that was the
Katan Sadi.
But the second answer says that a sukkah, once it's greater than dal dalamas, it can even be greater, it can be even 1,000 amos. Because once it's greater than dal dalam, it's impossible, we can see the lashon because it's inside.
It's right by the samach vav, the tzartzi and samach vav. Yeah? Okay, but isn't Shesham neck of Israel? So they have an opening in their arm, Shakuran Aptura, which I guess means an Aptura, it's an opening, right? In this amount of neck of Sas, it starts to close. They would put a bean in there to maintain the size to keep the hole open.
What kind of hole are we talking about?
It's like an abscess.
You know, it sounds like they were keeping it open for the purpose of putting medication in. The Hachavani Kabanosa Shiyishar Pesuch, his intent is to keep it open. So that's maybe why it should be a problem. But the case in the Shulchan Aruch is making the hole in the first place. Here the hole is there already. His action is just to maintain the hole, so maybe that's why it's mutter. So he's not sure whether it's mutter or not. His argument being, A, he's trying to do something to make the hole open, so he's trying to fix a hole. That's a malacha of binyan, like he said before, over here it's mutter because it's already there. Now, Hudin Menekim Shebemaka Shekar Niftach Nisim Ksas, the same issue. In a case where you have the abscess case, where you have the pus, you already made the hole, it's already releasing the pus, and you made the hole to put the medication in, and it's starting to get a little bit closed, and you want to stick something in there to make sure it doesn't close, doesn't seal off. Can you do something to maintain it on Shabbos or not? He's not sure. If it has the hole already, but if your goal is to expand it, it's osir. Because the language of Shulchan Aruch is a mapis shkin b'shabbos kedei laharkiv piyamaka in order to expand the opening, which means in some of the cases the opening was already there, and you're expanding it. That's also osir. You're allowed to put the ritiya, because this aptura, I don't know what it was, I don't know what it did, but it wasn't considered an illness. It was like it's healed already. It has an opening now. Now,
what's ritiya?
Ritiya was the bandage which we had before with the cream on it. She said it's mutter to put on if the wound is basically healed, there's always to put again on. So he's understanding that the aptura is considered healed. You can't put a ratiya on top. But you're allowed to take out the liquor which is in there with some type of
piece of cloth.
If you know that it's going to squeeze out blood by pressing it there, so you know if it's sure that's going to happen, it's considered a psik ratio to cause it to bleed.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You can put a new piece of cloth there. If you don't, because the liquid inside it's going to start to get very smelly. So it's going to be very embarrassing for him, the smell. So we're going to. The Council of Chazal were makel for Kavod HaBrius. Talks about the Heter of Kavod of Rias, permits certain things.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the
Kavod
of Rias to have
Kavod
of Rias.
Okay. New halacha. So I would be loved to know exactly what this Aptura thing is about. Apparently my medical understanding of, you know, how they dealt with things is not so familiar.
Sounds like an abscess. I mean, you want to keep an abscess open so it can drain. If it closes up, then it's going to cause pressure and pain.
It's interesting, but what it sounds like, he calls it that it's considered like a wound which is already healing. But the fact that it has the hole.
Well, again, maybe you could say that he's okay,
sounds freaky to me. Now, also lachuk shkin, a new issue. Person wants to scratch a boil. You can't scratch it. To rub on it. Shall you they achichuk moitzi dam shenivlu abasa? You're going to cause it to bleed. Ben adarba lelechah redam shitarnu leel b'sif cotton peites lohitzi. It's not like the case I said before, that the case for the boil, inside the boil, so the boil is two layers of skin which have separated, and then there's in there there's the pus, etc. Even if there's blood in there, that blood is wanted to come out, because that blood is not pulled out of the system, that blood is already freestanding blood.
By an abscess?
By the case of the pus. But over here, scratching it is going to cause it to bleed. That's bleeding, you're bleeding. The blood already is gathered together and it's pooled already inside of the boil. Over here it's blood which is inside of the skin, inside of the flesh, which that's regular bleeding, which is also. Okay. Cut that.
We're
going to get on that. A person banged his foot or his hand or foot. So it's there was a wound there. So same to bayayin kne lahamid adam. So you can use alcohol, use wine to cause, as an astringent, to cause it to constrict and stop the blood flow. You can use wine. You can't use vinegar. Vinegar already stronger, and that they did not. Aser, Mr. Burris says, and therefore you can't use whiskey either. A person is a very delicate, sensitive person. So his body will respond to the amount of alcohol in the wine the same way the average person would respond to the amount of alcohol in whiskey, because he's very sensitive. So he would be also to do that.
It's impossible that there won't be some shade.
Okay. He tripped. The lock said he got a wound. The wound was not caused by iron. So he said before that a wound which is caused by iron is by definition a makash yesh b'sakana. Then he also said that makash al gava yad v'al gava regel, if there's a wound on the outside of the hand, the outside of the foot, is considered a sakana. So in case I'm here, the wound was on the inside and on the outside, it wasn't through metal.
You don't have a sheer sail, right? And if you make the kasha,
I will have a chayim, you can't use vinegar, but kolshken, and obviously you can't use beer and syrup, you can't use whiskey.
Hello, how are you?
Unog, gimel. Shabbos Sarah Rachi has very soft skin. Chodavah Shulchos, it says anything which has a little bit of strength to it, Kashal Bsar with Saimi Sumarape, will cause his skin to constrict and staunch the flow of blood.
Okay. The minority is
buffalo.
The majority.
Now, Misha is really Perik Yoda Arag Lamina Taimai. The joint got out of place.
The minority of shame is buffalo.
And it's painful.
And it says, if it's not there, thou
shamest come. Lo yishav sheno, yishav shefeno, what they used to do was they used to rub it running under cold water. Says, that's the refuah, and that was
awesome. Let's say
70%. You can pour water on it, and if the water helps the joint get back to its place, that's acceptable. Now, Mishabur is going to say, let's see what Mishabur is going to say. Sadidal, Mishan Ishmatov. The Hanashi Yotza Etzim and Perak Shaloi, the bone has jumped out of its joint. Rather than come on the Sifim and Zion, the Masha Kimutiv Shom and Shabri. However, he says later on, and that sounds pretty painful, right? If the pain is so intense, then the person will be nipped off the Mishka because of that. Etzim Shaltim and Kerma, Masir, you're allowed to put the bone back in its place over here in Sifim and Zion.
Even if we consider the minority of shame to be there, to be present, okay, it's present, but it's not enough. Why does Rashi have to cause this whole oneness of
so he discusses over here the cases was and over here was it totally jumped out of its joints.
So
that stage is for the joints. And over here it's talking about that it moves out slightly out of kilter. He says, but if, you know, any time a doctor would say that it's out enough that it could cause danger and damage to the joints, obviously you're making.
Just say,
to do a bottle. So you'd be allowed to do a full, but put it back in its place. Okay, it's Lamed Aleph. Siparin Shaperisha. A fingernail, a nail with a finger, which started coming off.
So basically,
it's partially on, partially off, and it's painful. It's like rubbing, you know, gets caught and it's pulling on the skin.
And this is going to
be
not
in. Or it sits in a little pieces of skin. Shame to commit suicide because it's like little strips. Or you have these little hangnails, little pieces of skin, which are detached from the finger near the fingernail.
So it's not
when you look on
the ground. Let's say the name of the
if the majority of it is already detached,
has 30% shade on the ground.
Klape mala, umetzaris sorry. So Chazal or Mekel, to remove it if you meet certain criteria. A, it's painful. B, the majority has come off. And C, it's facing Klapei Mal. Klapei Mal is going to be able to find what Klapei Mal means. The first two are pretty straightforward. It's painful, and the majority of it is detached.
That tells me that I have a maid sword. A shame provider.
Okay. So, Kavi Malaluk is Lassir and Biyadim. What's typically part of a loss? To take off a hand is what we can't use a cleaver. Blood pressure Ruben, the majority is not detached. Biyad Potter Abalosim. The cleaver I have cut. But it's not totally, it's not the majority, it's still, if the majority is still attached, so then, Mirabon and Biyad is going to be also Durban. And if he does with the cleaver I have cut. Now, what is Kavi Malaluk?
The Rashi needs to cause this
problem. Here's Rashi, Klapi Malo. Klapi Rashi Etzbois. So it's Pirsha Rubon, Klapi Malo means facing towards the top of the fingers.
We have shade on the ground, even though it's a minority, but that tells me that I have a.
So the area going up is detached. The Ben Otam says. Ben Otam Pirsh, Dano Klapi Aguf. So. Klapi Malo, if your arm is hanging down, Klapi Malo is up towards your arm. Rashi says Chavi Mal is referring to the tips of the fingers, which is the opposite direction. You have to take both Rushim, both Pshatim into consideration, which means you can't do it because according to Rashi, the Rebbeinu Tam's case is also. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the Rashi's case is also. So you have to mark on both cases. So you can't be, at the end of the day, this head doesn't exist. Sadiye. So come to Sadiye. Impirsha Ruben. Bitziparan. I know Roib. Tziparan. Roib means Roib of the fingernail across. Tzitzin comes from Regonim. So Regonim has a big problem when it comes to Tzitzin. There's little things of. Right? So there's little thing, a piece of. So the majority is detached. The majority of what? This piece of skin is attached all the way up to my nose. Right? So what's the majority? Right? So people don't say any of there, Rives them I mask. Where does the Rives start from? How do I measure? The majority is detached. Majority of what? The amount which normally people would be pulling off. I'm not pulling off the skin, it was only up to here, to my knuckle. I'm pulling it off the amount which is over here. So that amount, if the majority comes off, that's what. Assume the admiral. So the Kivish Pirsha Rupa. Since the majority is already detached, primarily not like they're very close to coming off totally. Conclusion down, we deal with it as if it's already been detached. Therefore, Malcolm Sarah, Lagos Rabbanan. So the majority is detached. It's Malcolm Sar. They didn't ask Sir Kishus, Messiah Yereshina, Dahanabi Yod. If you do with the Shina, this Sar, and the majority is detached, it's Mut. You have to be careful not to cause it to bleed. So why did he say Lo Pirsha Ruben? It sounds like it was detached partially. That's when you're potter. No. But yeah, you're potter always, even if it's attached totally. But not about you, know, if it was also, the point was tell you, even though it's detached partially, it's still us. If you do it with a kli, Chayef Katas, who told of the Geizis. It's a told of the Loch of Geizis, which is removing growths from the body, shearing the wool off the animal. You're taking off the skin of the person. Take a look over there. The question, if the malacha is gozes, the chara is not like gozes, which you had.
What you're saying is not true.
In the Mishkan, because gozes, you took it off to use, you were gozes to use the wool. Here you're taking it off to throw it away. So I could argue this is not the malacha of gozes. Malacha of gozes is taking something to use it. Over here, taking something to discard it. It's not the malacha. It's the bare malacha. This is literally, that's not true. The malacha includes the idea of removing something to even to discard it. That's would consider some benefits of the body. That's called the malacha of gozes. This is the issue which you have. A woman who forgot to cut her fingernails. She's going to the mikveh Friday night. She forgot to cut her fingernails. She cut her fingernails beforehand. So can you tell a goy to cut the fingernails for her? So if you define the malacha of gozes as taking something to use, so where's the malacha to see l'guf? So you tell a goy to do it. It's shoes to shoes. The malacha mitzvah. It's what? You find the malacha is taking something off to make the body better. So taking off the fingernails make the body look nicer. So that's the rice. It's only one rabbanon. You're not the one rabbanon in the book of mitzvah. So this is because in the taz and the shach, you have this neither. What you're allowed to do? What you're allowed to do that around. So that's what the Bir Loch is discussing in the beginning of Shin Mam. How do you define guys in general? So then Mishmur said, the Shulchan Aruch said, we have to take both pshatim into consideration. So we have no way to take off these items because the case of Rashi is mutter, real time also zaser. The case of real time also is mutter, Rashi also zaser. And Shulchan Aruch gets the question of both pshatim to be mach. She can never be mach.
If there's
a minority
sale, but if there's a minority sale, then it's
buckles and it's hot. A person who has a toothache has a pain in the tooth. Well, you can't gargle vinegar and then spit it out, hoping that the astringent which is in the vinegar will take away the pain.
Then
you can't do it. You're allowed to gargle with it, switch it around, get to the tooth, and then swallow it. Or you're allowed to dip bread into this, they used to use vinegar as a dip. So dip it in and then eat it. So meanwhile, as you're eating it, you're getting vinegar to your mouth, and that's fine. Especially for groin, a person has an ache in his throat, sore throat. Lo yar enu b'shemin, can't pour oil, sort of try to coat it with oil.
She can't do that.
But Balehu Shemin, when you stop it, you can swallow oil, and that helps in the sore throat. Fine, if not, not. They didn't try the tea and honey thing.
Dentists use vinegar, recommend vinegar these days.
I like Iraq.
Yeah. Dr. Oko, so that's okay.
Okay, cool. So cool. Cool. Because you know, also learn that Yehuda last is the ace of Dharma therefore, you can't have a good any before. But well, Dharma Shirak Mishma Shus, have a goy to do even a shoes to shoes. Keep Shirak Mechash Ram, it's only a minute, it's not a point where the pain got to the whole body is ill for me. It's a very painful toothache. Before it's an echos kalgufa, his whole body feels weak from the pain. But Allah says, you know, you can have a goy to work for you. I feel a malach on the rice, so you can have a goy to work for you. He said before, except you desire, you can have a goy to work on the rice for a chanel shema sakar.
So sale came from about the
sale. But Yigma shouldn't gargle the vinegar. Little milsters who are four. It's obvious doing it for four. Feel the hashes on the give loss, even at the gargle lip, they're sort of like just hold it in your mouth for a little bit before you swallow. Is also Ben Chaimitz. Well, the Yain Tzraf, Gam Ken Dinoi Kiboy Chaimitz. The Yain Tzraf is fire whiskey, fire wine. Sugar than wine.
We have anything like that?
What?
Today, we have anything like that?
Vinegar?
Whiskey? Fire, Yain Tzraf.
It means whiskey.
It's whiskey. What about, he mentioned Iraq.
Right. All the same thing.
That's something people normally drink.
Right, so, but to put it in your mouth, hold it there, and then swallow it in order to still the pain, then you can't do it. Maybe by water, by whiskey, which is normal to drink, so then, at least in the case, a person has large amount of pain, we will rely on the fact that the person can let it sit in his mouth a little bit before he swallows.
We're talking about someone who's not quite at the status of poetry, yes, but
correct. Carl Shane was
right. If a person were, if a person has enough pain in their tooth, they'd be considered a foolish endo sakana, then why would they not be able to just take regular regular medicine for their.
They could. This was the regular medicine.
Right. No. So I'm saying. So the concern here is only for somebody who hasn't reached that status.
Correct. That's a chayon. Adam says further, who did the also look at a shame? Negleth, a spiritus, the super common. You can't put in something. Negleth was a type of spice. Spiritus is spirits, which is alcohol. So that was straight alcohol. Just it wasn't it wasn't the nature, you know, it wasn't it was edible. Assuming common, or you take, I'm not sure exactly how you took it, you took bran and put it there. Because of mukha shudder fui, they do those things for fui. The only case is mutter if the whole body is weak from the pain. Kaleel basif yud zayin, like you said before. Okay. The head of a Jew doing the malacha. If a shin is not available, you can do it without a shin. If he has a pain in his throat, he can't pour out. If he can't put let the oil sit in his mouth for a while. Feeling the evil of the Savilan is another spit it out. So the current looks like he's eating it. No, the Muhammad of the Fu'a, people don't eat it like that. They don't let it set in his mouth. They swell it right away. So even if you don't spit it out, it's still clear you're doing it for a full purpose. And it's Toshkin, if you obviously if he spits it out. So what was that about? It wasn't for eating, he spat it out. It must be through a Fu'a. Some say that let it sit in your mouth for a little bit before you swallow it, since you're going to swallow it at the end, that is sufficient.
That's talking about shemen as opposed to vinegar?
Shemen. Shemen was something they would swallow, they would eat.
That they might also let it, just to savor it, they might let it sit.
I don't know.
Because he seems to make a chilek between shemen and chomets.
Well, chomets in general was never used, except in dip purposes. It was never used to swallow, period.
But also, the Gemara in Bracha says that oil also, although theoretically the bracha would be pre-eats, it's not normal that people would eat it by itself. They would dip bread in it.
More than say dipping. More than say what you do with it. Right now we go over that it was normal to swallow oil. Mishem. Feeling nice and shem on the side. You have shake by silk is also. You can put oil inside of beet juice. Still also. That should be much easier. You can swallow oil. Depends where you live. Where and when you live. People don't normally swallow oil over there. So it's also, I thought you'd do it for a fool. So she calls it Bessir Lamata.
So we don't normally use oil for a throat, but honey and hot tea and honeywood, we say, let it sit in the back of your throat.
So it says it can't be. The shake can't be without the shake. And I'm asking, fuck here.
I don't think so. That's a full-fledged food. It's a full-fledged food. As opposed to oil, it was not a food. Same for hermits.
Put oil on a salad or something like that. I mean, you don't drink it normally straight.
Right. And they apparently there was places where they used to just take it straight.
The Avon Brahma is saying something like
shape
can't be
without
the shape.
And that actually had it just I had it once the fellow came, he had chapped lips. Right. He was taking tetracycline, which causes the skin to dry out very much. So there's a lot of pain from the chapped. So there's no chapstick, obviously. You can't, that's the luck of the rice, the chapstick.
The other way around.
Right. Even the creams, you have the ultra fibrous protection from your problem. I said, but you can definitely take a salad, throw a lot of oil on it, and you'll learn. enjoy your salad, you know, make sure that the salad, some of the salad gets smears on your lips. Okay, Lamed Gimel, Geneach. Geneach was a person which had a some type of a heart, a chest pain, and the refuah was to he would drink directly from the animal. Mutalina called him Abraham. He's allowed to suck the milk directly from the cow. Now, even though milking is to use the milk is a lach of the rice, that's when you do it not directly into the person's mouth. That's not kedarka. So it's a drabana. So the drabana should be aser. Teretzim welcome. So the goes drabana. They were not machmir in the case of the need of the pain of the person who's going to have.
This person is considered a kolish the yeshbo. She ain't boast of him.
Amazon.
I assume that it's, they weren't thinking about the heart attack. They probably didn't even understand what a heart attack was, but
I'm not sure what this is. It doesn't sound like it was a heart attack. It sounds like it was, you know, just, it was a pain. This will clear it up.
Interesting bit.
Angina.
And angina is like, you know, heart attack warning. Amazing that like a cow would let a person drink.
Actually, I think they used a goat, but that doesn't make doesn't sound any easier. Getting there a goat, right? A person is starving, and the only available is this. So not starving to the point that it's life threatening. So we said, listen, pain. You can only say that when you have milk. Milk has older opponent. He needs the food, so he should want to do it. Machinery, because it's tsar. No, that they weren't. They were not.
Their physical makeup is the same.
Kuvav Gurnea. He can't believe it. He had a pain in his heart. Shafos Alina called him the second day. The fool was to take the milk as it comes out hot out of the animal. Milking is goes under the umbrella of the Malach of Dosh, taking the milk out from where it's found and held is like breaking the kernel off of the stalk.
But she's that are opposing each other, even though their physical makeup.
Welcome, Zeshu, Ayade, and Nika, to Rakalach. Yeah, sucking it,
but when it comes to shade,
is not normal how you do it. So it's only Kalach has like backwards, the back of your hand. Now we rock this in Mirabona. Someone else would run them. They're mounted because of Tsar.
So we would still say you had a grape. You could not suck the juice out of the grape, even though it's directly in your mouth.
Well, we said before that sucking.
We need a
You can't dump it out. As it comes in, it has to become unusable.
Like soap or something.
You have to put something in the container that will be immediately unusable.
The trafe shade that's being provided by the Pranas, we bottle that morsel of shade provided by the Sas. So the reason being is because, you know, the same.
Mutalim says, Mefib, Miranovim, Hamash, Kashmeh.
It's not going
to. You gotta suck the juice out of the grape threat.
Right.
Because the Mishnah Torah, if it's put in true by grapes, it's obviously true by other fruits.
Even if you,
some say it's also to directly suck out of the grapes.
If you're already part of the, meaning if you don't,
but it's not as a rice.
It's assimilated by that which you are.
It's shinui.
It's shinui.
So even though this shade doesn't have it's not hector shade. But if it's not possible, if it's not iser, then it's not enough of a.
How about the kind of the Paul Kol Hashem is a kind of any hoodie?
To go ahead and be mivatul
the iser.
But when it comes to our
Hakash and the Fu Shalom, who lead it back to? I mean, the Pharaoh normally said that the Jew can't do it himself. He has to tell the boy to do it. Even though it's to do with his Shem Diabana. Here we're about to do it. Teretz is the refuah way is to suckle directly from the animal, so the blood can't help you. It's only a tsar shel rov. It's not correct. The mash, because that language sounds like this. The first minute says this. Some say this. That's not a fair sentence. They're not talking the same thing. He's talking about the tsar of a man which has a illness. You're saying the tsar of a person who's hungry. So you can't say yesh armri. You say, but if it's a tsar of hunger, she says the language of yesh armri is not correct. There's no source that you're bothered for hunger pains. Absolutely, the Rafael is it.
See, when I brought in Shishim by Tavukos, Shishim is a din specifically by Tavukos. And I was just trying to bring out a point that the Havamina, meaning you see that big machine of Mino, it's hard to do anything about.
Maybe it's also. The expression from Mechalkim in Shabbos and Yom Tov lay in Tzar Barov, because the Barov you have with Olof and Kiyah Shem. Some say also Linuk may behave on the Shabbos. You can't suckle from the animal on Shabbos. We're seeing Yom Tov is different. It's a separate Olof, also Linuk. The tsar of an illness, they were not. The tsar of having hunger, they were not. It is a malach under a bottle. Bishops. Now, I will be on to his mother, the name lady who will lack love on you. But even for tsar of Rav, on Yom Tov, to go and to suckle, it's going to be mutter. You don't have to do it. If you have an option, so over here, he doesn't need to suckle directly. But the case of the Ganach, the refuah is getting the milk as it comes out hot. Over here, Batsim, he's hungry. He can't milk the animal because it's also the rice. He says, well, I have a great eight, so I'll suckle directly. It's older, but it's karachi. And it's welcome inside the mutter. So he said, well, you know what? We have another, even if you tell me that there's cases where that would be mutter, and Yom Tov, so that's mutter. In other words, you're only doing it is because it's a way to make it a rabbanan and therefore make it mutter. As opposed to by the case of Ganeach, the reason I was doing it was not the Mashavas, it was because that was the refuah. But over here, the whole reason why he's doing it this weird way is because he needs to figure a way how to get it out on Yom Tov. Well, I have a great idea. If there's food there and you milk it directly into the food, so it gets absorbed in the food. We have a rule that a liquid goes into a food, doesn't get it, it's not awesome. So squeezing a lemon into tea is going to be also the rice. So squeezing a lemon onto fish is mutter. So he says over here also, the Yesh Paiskim Shemachalkim and Shabbos the Yomtin in Tzar Rav. No, sorry. If you have a food to squeeze it into, so then you can't suckle directly. If you squeeze it into the food, like I said later on. So there was no need to make this heter in that case.
Okay.
I said, you don't squeeze it into the food. So the person who said the Moshe, I can't take a big pail of catch. Elsie's going to give me 2 gallons of milk, right? Every morning, 2 gallons of milk. They put a little piece of bread in the bottom. So all of the milk and the milk's going into the food. That's not what you meant. It means it's really going to the food.
So are there those who make a food between Shabbos and Yom Tov when it comes to Dash?
Well,
Dosh is one of those twilight halachos. Would you differentiate by dosh? Doing it in a way which is done within large amounts is also doing it in a way where you're doing it as part of the chila process. And Yom Tov is what you're talking about. There's cases of marla malulas. You can't crack open the shell. That's dosh. So, a Shabbos, you can see a case on Jewish Shabbos, it's more than one Shabbos, but it's a Shabbos, etc. Yantin, you can rub it like this. So, because Dosh will protect and it will be mutter. So, from that. Lamadal. Now, let's take a look at the Colombian day, all the circumstances of the day. The subject is from a woman's mouth. She has a large amount of milk. She wants to discharge it into a cup, into a pot, and then use that to feed the child. So you can't do that because she's very crooked. I'll take the sonic Mishum Afarik. So that'll go under the law of Afarik. Now, we'll see later on in Simchat Lamed, the woman who has a large amount of milk and she needs a disgorge because of the amount which is there, so she can allow it to go out onto the ground. So that would be more. So she can't do it, she can't keep it. That'll be more. Lamed hay. Now, what the leisha the kaleach may have followed. She can cause some of her milk to spray out into the child's mouth in order to entice him to block the sucker. Today she yachas a tinuk hadar b'yomim, and the child will be encouraged to now grab take hold of the breast and nurse.
Our hands are
throw in our position that we sit. So. I will also have to say, call over, I'll wish you luck in the world, because the poor, the Christians have this evil spirit. If you would spray some of a woman's milk, that would help them get feel better. You can't do that. The less bishop comes, there's not life threatening, and there's no heaven. But all of the stuff we had to spray was caused a stream of milk to go into the child's mouth. So that is good. But you can't do it. The person has this real command. The less we support the entire sailor, not like a shovel, not a large amount of pain. Well, if we show it, now, over there, the goal wasn't to drink the milk, the goal was to spray it. So it wasn't to drink the milk, it wasn't to take the milk. So maybe that could be considered like a loch of the gufa. So the case you would have a large amount of tsar, you'd be matter.
For your head, for your
torso,
and your table.
But nowadays, this would be the equivalent of a woman pumping milk. Nowadays, pumping milk is considered a normal thing to do. And it's not called a circular gufa. They pump milk and they store it, they use it. They never store milk.
Your head, your torso, your table. Greater than Zion's line puppet. You will buy the best your mama share. Okay.
It's a problem on Shabbos. Just one thing, this whatever this condition is, if the person had tsar yisera, we're saying they're the. It's in a tzrik lagufa because it's not the kiluach per se. It's just the milk.
No, apparently he didn't drink the milk, so it wasn't to use the milk in a normal way. Normal way to use the milk was the nurse. So this is called the law of the nurse. Here you're just causing it to spray. That wasn't the normal way to do the law. I call it the tzrik lagufa. I'm sure why I told them it was a good
thing. Right. Sure, it's not that. Like Rubbo. What would that have to do with permanence? Temporary one? Yeah. So it doesn't go like anyone. Now, interesting little Tosos. Take a look at Tosos.
Okay. It's not like
pretty much directly from Shabbat. Right. Temporary Rafana and Baraba.
Ain lois in mastiki.
What is the tom?
You remember the mastiki?
Gum.
Okay. Gum. Yeah. So gum came because they used to eat.
What's the reason? Why would Rav Chanan bar Rava say
that he did iron incineration gum sickle? Gingle, who was showing which was it with a gum, which would come out of the tree. They used to chew it.
They did it for refuah purposes.
Well, a shoving boy, rub it on the shinai on the teeth. Refuah. You can't use it for refuah purposes. Maybe should rech a pair. But the reason why you're chewing it is you want to dress bad red. So much of that's much.
Is that a hinder for mouthwash on Shabbos? For just for bed breath?
It's very tall, it's very narrow,
cool ice, it's so narrow. It looks like a chicken. It's a type of a a sap. Yes, when you give up, she comes out of the tree. Yeah, she comes out of the tree. That's a nice one. She'll rub it to sap, you serve the sun. You would rub it onto the goat.
Create sugar, that it's now called sugar.
So it's more to make the bad smell
than the nature of
the make it a taking away the bad smell is not called a
food. I don't know.
That makes no sense. Even though you know also, you know, we know with modern dental hygiene that you're helping prevent dental caries, getting rid of bacteria, that's okay. Because it does, it's always gonna do something for your breath.
So, even if it got to the point that nowadays, even if everybody does it, sitting normal to do it. So it's not because the person has an illness or bad, problem with his teeth and he's doing it. So that would be more. If it's only the people who have teeth problems, we'll do it. It's a beautiful issue.
So if it's just normal dental hygiene.
Well, nowadays, I think most of it's pretty common to use mouthwash, right?
A lot of people chew gum. Also, it stimulates salivary flow and helps to keep the plaque level down as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the gum itself also, if you're using sugarless gum.
They have now something that's called xylitol, which actually is anti-caries.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have one that's over here.
Now, sip on the zen is important sip. Let's hold it here before on the zen. She's going to have to come tomorrow night.
Yeah, maybe you should.